From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is seeking the support of Saudi Arabia in strengthening a cessation of hostilities agreement in Syria. The efforts come ahead of broader talks on regional crises later this week. Kerry met with Saudi King Salman, a key supporter of rebels trying to overthrow Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Islamic State extremists have claimed responsibility for a suicide bomb attack on a state-run gas facility north of Baghdad Sunday. 11 people were killed in the blast and 21 wounded. A suicide bomber blew up a car near the front gate of the gas production facility. Then at least 6 militants wearing explosive vests entered the facility and engaged in a gun battle with security forces. Before security forces could neutralize the attackers, the militants were able to set fire to 3 of the facility's gas storage containers. Afghanistan security forces said Sunday they have halted advances overnight by the Taliban on a key northern city and have inflicted heavy casualties on them. Witnesses say the fighting on the outskirts of Puli Humri erupted when the Taliban overran several villages and security outposts. Several counterattacks forced the rebels to retreat. Russian Sports Minister Vitaly Mutko is admitting that Russia has a problem with illegal drug use by athletes and says he is sorry that his nation's cheating athletes were not caught sooner. Mutko made the remarks in an article in Britain's Sunday Times newspaper. He did not admit any wrongdoing by the Russian government. Russia was suspended by the International Association of Athletics Federations in November. This is VOA News. In Yemen, a suicide bomber standing in a line of men at a police recruitment center near Mukalla blew himself up, killing at least 25 people and wounding 60. The Islamic State group posted a statement online claiming responsibility for the bombing. Forces of Yemen's internationally recognized government recaptured Mukalla last month from al-Qaeda, which had controlled the city for a year. French Foreign Minister Jean-Marc Ayrault met with Israeli and Palestinian leaders and said a Paris summit aimed at restarting Middle East peace talks will proceed despite Israeli objections. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Sunday that he is opposed to the talks. He said he prefers direct talks between his government and the Palestinians without preconditions. British authorities say a suspicious device they found Sunday at the Manchester United football stadium was not a bomb. Andy Ritchie is a former football player.
Everything's gone. Game's abandoned, obviously. It worked like clockwork. Everybody was fantastic about it. And it's just a pity that, you know, this has to happen.
Police described the device as incredibly lifelike after it was found. Tens of thousands of fans were ordered to leave the stadium just 20 minutes before kickoff against Bournemouth in the final Premier League match of the season. The match was eventually called off. Former London Mayor Boris Johnson, a campaigner for Britain's exit from the European Union, compares EU goals with those of Napoleon and Hitler. Johnson told the Sunday Telegraph newspaper that the EU lacked democracy and was doomed to fail, as did previous efforts to create a European superstate. The remarks come after a series of high-level warnings about the shock to the nation's economy if Britain votes in June to leave the EU. Donald Trump's treatment of women through the years is getting a new look by U.S. media now that he is the presumptive Republican presidential nominee. Two of the country's most prominent news outlets, The Washington Post and The New York Times, both have published stories on the subject. The Times says its investigation reveals Trump's unwelcome romantic advances to women and other unsettling workplace conduct. Women comprised the majority of the U.S. electorate in November's national presidential election. President Barack Obama has urged graduates at Rutgers University to pursue positive change in the world despite enormous challenges. Leaders at the New Jersey University had lobbied Mr. Obama for years to deliver the address at the school's 250th commencement. The president is also scheduled to speak June 2nd at the U.S. Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs, Colorado. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.